أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا سلاما قال سلام فما لبث أن جاء بعجل حنيذ. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to us the incident of the people of Salih. Salih alayhi salam was sent to the people of Ad, and Allah spoke of the incident that had transpired between Salih alayhi salam and the people of Ad, and the punishment that had afflicted them after they had failed to honor the miracle of Allah, which was in the form of a pregnant she-camel. Allah moves on to describe for us an incident that had taken place in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ayah number 69 of Surah Hud. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that once our messengers in the form of human beings, angels were in the form of human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says once they arrived at the residence and they came to Ibrahim alayhi salam. With what? Carrying what? What was the purpose and the intention? Bil bushra. They came carrying some good news. When they came, Ibrahim alayhi salam understood them to be humans. He was not aware of their true nature, that they were really angels. Qalu salama, the etiquette. The etiquette, when a person visits another, the visitor will commence the greeting. Qalu salama. They said, salam, peace be upon you. Qala salam. He also responded by giving them salam and greeting to them. Fama labitha. Of course, they were invited into his home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fama labitha an ja'a bi'ijlin hanith. Ibrahim alayhi salam did not take long before presenting a roasted calf. A roasted calf before them. So quickly arrangements were made that I have guests, and the first thing that came to his mind is that I should honor my guest. Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first person to introduce hospitality. This act of hospitality, honoring guests and feed guests, was something that was introduced by Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is said about him that he would never sit down to eat alone. Whenever he ate, he ensured that there was a hungry person with him or a guest that he would invite for every meal. Once, Ibrahim alayhi salam sat down to have a meal, and he invited somebody, an unknown person, to have the meal with him. Ibrahim alayhi salam commenced and he said, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. When this person heard the name Allah, the guest, he says, who is this Allah? I do not know who this Allah is. So Ibrahim alayhi salam became agitated that he had invited this disbeliever into his home. So he asked the person to leave. He says, leave without partaking of the food. You are a disbeliever. And the person left. Immediately revelation came from Allah that, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, not a single day went by I fed this person, even though he was a disbeliever. Because of his disbelief, from the time he came into this world, never did I refuse him food. I had fed him. Here, one day, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, you are given the responsibility to feed him, and you have rejected him based on his disbelief. Ibrahim alayhi salam left his home in search of this person. He found the man, and he told him, please do come back and join me for meals. He asked Ibrahim alayhi salam the reason. He says, first I would like to know why is it that you have expelled me from your home. So Ibrahim alayhi salam explained the whole reason to him. Based on this, he embraced Islam and he came into the fold of Islam. So there are certain etiquettes that we learn from here. One is the greeting, the salam, that we should offer the greeting, that we should offer the person we are visiting, the response from the side of the host, and also whatever is available to present to the guests, present it without unnecessary formalities. Whatever is available, Ibrahim alayhi salam quickly went, so whatever was available, he presented it to the guests. This is one form of honoring the people who visit us. فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ. Of course, they were angels. Angels are free from food and drink. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam noticed that their hands were not reaching the food, نَكِرَهُمْ, he felt them to be strange. نَكِرَهُمْ وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَ, and he sensed some fear within him regarding them. It was customary in those days that if something was presented to a person and for no valid reason or apparent reason he refuses to eat or does not eat, this is a sign that he has come to create some mischief. He has come to create some disorder. In some riwayat it comes that they had arrows in their hands, and when this calf was presented before them, they poked the calf with the arrows, showing their disinterest and showing their dislike to eat and partake of it. So naturally, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he saw this, oh Jasa, Allah says he became fearful towards them, that why have these people come into my home? What mischief and what disorder is it that they wish to create? قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. They realized, Ibrahim alayhi salam became fearful and was frightened of them, so they told him, لا تخف, do not fear, O Ibrahim. إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ لُوتٍ. This is just our pit stop. This is our pit stop. We are angels sent from Allah. We are proceeding towards the nation of Lut. Lut alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam both lived in the same era. So they said, our real mission, the primary reason why we have come, is to go and destroy the people of Lut. Allah speaks of their incidents as we move along. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us, O Ibrahim, that before going to the people of Lut, we should come and stop over here, visit you, and give you some good news and some glad tidings. These were three of the main angels. Mufassirin write, it was Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, and Israfil alayhi salam. These three great chief angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were sent on this occasion. وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةً. His wife was standing nearby. وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةً. She was old, extremely old. Ibrahim alayhi salam was very old. Ibrahim alayhi salam could not, or rather Sarah alayhi salam, her name was Sarah, she could not bear a child. She could never bear a child. She was barren as well. And at that time, Ibrahim alayhi salam had one son from his other wife, Hajar, by the name of Ismail. Sarah could not have any children. Both of them were of advanced age, extremely old, both Ibrahim and his wife, Sarah. Sarah alayhi salam, she heard them discussing and she heard them revealing their true identity, something she was amazed at, and she laughed. She laughed out loudly. Allah speaks of how she laughed. Allah says, وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةً. His wife was standing nearby, Sarah alayhi salam. فَضَحِكَتْ. And she let out a chuckle. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we then gave her the good news of Ishaq. On that occasion, this was the reason why they stopped by Ibrahim alayhi salam. We gave her the good news of Ishaq. وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقِ يَعْقُوبِ. And we also gave both of them the good news that not only will you be blessed with a son by the name of Ishaq, but you will also be blessed with a grandson by the name of Yaqub, who will be the son of Ishaq. قَالَتْ يَا وَيْلَتَا. She was amazed. She was amazed. يَا وَيْلَتَا أَأَلِدُ وَأَنَا عَجُوزٌ وَهَذَا بَعْلِي شَيْخًا. She said, يَا وَيْلَتَا, woe unto me, أَأَلِدُ, will I give birth? Will I give birth? وَأَنَا عَجُوز, I'm an عَجُوز. عَجُوز, an extremely old woman. وَهَذَا بَعْلِي, and this is my husband, Shaykhan, he is just as old. There's no means. It doesn't seem as if there are any apparent means that exist for us to conceive a child. إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. She says, this is something really, really strange. قَالُوا أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. They said to her, أَتَعْجَبِينَ, O Sarah, do you marvel, are you amazed at the command of Allah, rahmatullah wa barakatuhu alaykum ahlul bayt, Allah's mercy and His blessings are upon you, O members of the house. Innahu hamidun majid, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praiseworthy, the majestic. May Allah grant us the understanding.